Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello again, and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. You already know it's the number one source of information, or at least we like to think it is. Maybe? Who knows? We might actually be. I'm going to say it's self-proclaimed, and unless the evidence proves otherwise, it's just true. But yeah, so I'm Cursor, and this is my homie Messi.
I like to sleep, but I'm here. We're alive, I think.
Possibly. Yeah. Might be in a limbo state, you know, might kind of be half in, half out. But we are here this week, Tired or Sack, from the work week, bringing you the ultimate in Rocket League news. And oh man, we got a lot
to talk about.
We might, did you say Taco Bell?
No, we got a lot to talk about.
I heard Taco Bell. You gonna give me some Taco Bell? I'll take a French fry, please.
I am not giving you Taco Bell. I wouldn't give Taco Bell to myself. So.
But there's definitely a lot of Rocket League news to go over. We had the Winter Major, right? Take off.
Yes.
And a lot of interesting matchups. Some to be expected, others not so much. But we might just speed round these for y'all because I'm pretty sure most of y'all watched them. But we'll dive into some juicy details on some of the more potent matches, as I would like to put it. Where some of the higher teams really put on a show, and it was a sight to behold, honestly. I wish I could have been that person.
So to recap who was in each group, in Group A, we had FaZe, G2, Crew, and G1, which is, funnily enough, is the group that has two teams that made it to tiebreakers. The only two teams that made it to tiebreakers in there, which is hilarious now that I think about it. Didn't realize it until now.
Yep.
And Group B, Carmine Core, Falcons, Vitality, Dignitas. Group C, Liquid Secret, Ground Zero, and Gaming Gladiators. And then Group D, Complexity, Oxygen, Gen.G, Buyers. And I think everybody agreed that every single group was competitive except Group C. Group C was the group of life by far. But we're going to just go ahead and dive straight into the matches.
Yeah, break it down for y'all.
All right, let's speed run day one, because on day one there were 16 games happening. Eight on the main stream, eight on the second stream. So we're gonna rattle them off in order from main and alternate and just keep switching.
That is a lot of Rocket League, my dude.
Yeah, Team Secret versus Ground Zero. Team Secret handling business. Ground Zero showing flashes of brilliance, but Team Secret just looking like the better team by far, getting that easy 3-0 sweep. On the B stream, Team Liquid versus Gladiators. What did y'all think was going to happen? Let's be real.
Let's be real. Guyman really didn't have it.
Let's be real.
It's Team Liquid here we're talking about.
It's the number two in EU. Come on.
Let's be real. Come on.
And then FaZe versus G1. The first upset of the day. G1 taking FaZe down in game five. And the G1 roster... They look good. They look real good in that series, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, they beat FaZe.
Hey, they beat the number five in EU. Beat the number one in NA.
Pretty handily. In five games, no less.
Yeah. they started choking a little bit in games 3 and 4, you know, like choke artists do. But they closed it out in game 5. And they have what I've been hearing people like throw this term around, and I like it to explain their play style. They call it Spanish Bim Bam, which people like to call it right now.
Spanish Bim Bam.
Which is, to those who watch soccer / football, you'll know Barcelona used to play this play style called Tiki Taka, and it's very similar. It's very similar. But if you know, you know, it's just fast passing, fast shooting, super aggro all the time. And it's a fun play style to watch, but as proven in games 3 and 4, it's a volatile one. It's a volatile one. Doesn't work against certain opponents. But
No, because they're kind of resilient to that stuff. They have this thing called confidence. That kind of shuts that play style down.
And G2 and Crew. G2 gets a sweep, but don't let that fool you. Crew look good, man. Crew look real good.
We'll even get into it later.
Put up a fight. Put up a fight. All right. Then Team Liquid versus Ground Zero. Come on, guys. Come on. Ground Zero scored 1 goal in that series. Come on. It was almost a perfect sweep.
Team Liquid just
handled business.
True.
Yeah, they're just done. Then Team Secret versus Gaming Gladiators. What'd you expect? Did you expect anything different?
Did we? Yes.
Yes. Actually, Game 1 was a lot closer than I thought.
I kind of thought Gaiman might take a game, but I guess I'm just hopeful. You know, I'm one of those people.
Yeah. But I got to remember, Team Secret got top 4 at ball. So. But Gladiators and Ground Zero now find themselves in a position where whoever wins the next game between them is out. Whoever wins it stays in. Sorry, what?
And then scratch that. Yeah. Reverse it.
And then Team Liquid and Secret, whoever wins their match wins the group. So
true.
The group was looking good, forward to a good round 3. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But now G2 versus G1, Atomic versus Atomic, and Atomic won. G2 Atomic.
G2 Atomic.
Yeah, G1 real close to pulling off that game 4 victory and winning the series in 4, but G2 scratched back. They won it. But G1, man.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep on them.
Don't sleep, bro. Just don't do it. Stay awake forever, and then you might be a G1 fan.
I know you're getting sleepy right now, but don't sleep.
Don't
I
do
know
it.
Watching that Team Secret Gladiators match made you want to fall asleep, but don't sleep.
Don't do it. Not worth.
No. And then FaZe Clan versus Crew. FaZe
be doing FaZe things. They're kind of dominant right now. Like, let's be real. We could go into the details. We could tell you that it was 3-1, 6-0, and 2-1. But really, you should already kind of expect that level of play out of FaZe now. This was a team last season where we're like, oh, they're so close to right there on the cusp of greatness. And that's pretty much all they're doing this season. Like, is greatness. They came real, real close to the beginning of the season to being dominant, and then they copped one, and then they copped another.
Like, this season, they're looking real good.
Yeah, they've kind of found themselves. They found their confidence. Their floor is much, much, much higher now, and it just makes you wonder where their ceiling's going to go. Like, do I need to build a new roof and add an attic, bro? Like, do I need to add a spare bedroom? Like, I don't know. Might have to, dude, because that's where they're going right now. As a matter of fact, I might need to buy roof insurance because they're about to break the roof off. You know what I'm saying? They might do it.
You might have to hire some roofing services after that.
True. You know anybody?
Hey, I have family.
That's true. That's true.
But those matches concluded all the action for Groups A and Group C, which in the standings, left team's in a very interesting position. Left FaZe 1-1, G1 1-1, and G2 at the top of the group 2-0, and Crew was at the very bottom, like 0-6, 0-2.
But just like last season, spoiler alert, G2 couldn't hang, man.
To groups B and D for the action remaining for the day. Start off with Oxygen and Complexity, and man, oh man. This was a welterweight fight off a rip.
Yeah.
My goodness. It was a back and forth battle, and Complexity got through every single game.
I gotta say, super cool. I really like seeing this out of Oxygen, because this is the team that, on paper, like, they should be performing pretty well. I mean, these are names you know, right? I mean, this is not some ragtag team that made it up with a goofy team name. You know, I mean, this is Archie, Jorius, and Rise, formerly of Moist Esports. You know, like, these are all very well established players. You would hope that they kick butt in their rounds, but to be fair, this is a team that's, like, we've talked about in the past with other teams. You got to give them time. It's not that they're not a team that can't produce results. It's that they need time to grow together, to learn each other, so that they can produce results. Because the team definitely has enough talent to do so. And I think we're kind of sort of starting to finally see it a little bit. I think we saw it a little bit earlier in, what was it, Regional 2 going into the fall, I want to say it was. I'm probably getting that wrong.
Regional, with Oli.
I'm really kind of hoping this team comes out on top before too long, before Worlds. It's a team that they deserve to be where they are. You know what I mean? Like in terms of staying in top six and pushing up and punching up right now at, of all people, KC, because KC is the team to beat. But it's neither here nor there. I mean, that series was solid, man. I mean, to be fair, two of them were OT wins. They were nail biters. They're pretty close. Oh, yeah. I mean, each of them took an OT win off each other, but... You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you kind of called it early in the season. I'll give it to you. Complexity, just them, bro. They're kind of hot.
CJ Sejan been saying the
Res Boot. Man, he's back, bro, in full force. He just sees red. He just sees the championship cup in his eyes, and he ain't stopping.
Man, Complexity had a not so good season last season, but with the removal of Shad and the addition of CRR, they're reaching new levels, man.
That's facts. They really are. And you love to see it, because, you know, it's a team that once they came to America, it was like they struggled a little bit, but it doesn't mean that they, like, lost how good they were. Like, they're still that good. You know what I mean? It's just possible that maybe that roster had kind of phased out, because that roster was used to playing South American talent, which, again, this isn't a shot, but generally the hottest talent is somewhere between North America and EU, usually most seasons. And this kind of proves it, right? They come up in here, they grab a new teammate, and now they're kind of laying the shock and awe.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
But round two was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did they just beat Oxygen, they bring that momentum in to beat, of all teams, Gen G, who, honestly, like, some people right now be them trend followers, like, oh, Wash, they can't do it no more. No. This is a team that, like, tasted their first loss more recently, right? And they're trying to bounce back, because now after teams idolizing them almost the entire season, like, how do we play like that? And some teams starting to figure it out. That means they figured out them. You know what I mean?
But before that, Gen G Pioneers, let's talk about it real quick.
Do we have to?
Honestly, they should be giving them a fight. But Gen G or Gen G?
Do we have to talk about a 3-0, or can we just let a 3-0 die in peace? Because
all right, we're going to move to Group B.
Let's be real. Since they lost Threes, Prof, and Super Lucky, that team has never been the same.
No.
It just hasn't. I'm sorry. I'm putting it out there. There's no Hunter, hatred towards them. The boys were looking all right, but it's just it's a 3-0, dude.
Hunter is an absolutely amazing talent in OC. Very mechanical, very fast, but the mental is such an important thing in this game that you just need to have. No matter how skilled you are, if you have bad mental, like, your mental just goes into the gutter every time you, like, you're down, like, it's gonna be rough, man.
It's weird. It's almost as if they had that in place at one point. Oh, man.
Yeah. But Group B giving us something that we haven't seen until this point. Our first reverse sweep of the day. Vitality versus Falcons. Vitality starting off strong with 2-3-1s, but Falcons were like, hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
What the dog doing?
And then they went ahead and got their reverse sweep, showing that Falcons are here. They've arrived.
Which, honestly, looks good for them. Because we haven't really seen them this hot internationally since like
the spring major.
Yeah, man. And it's just... Like, I love seeing that for them. Like, this team deserves it. They are grinders. I think, in an honest opinion, there's almost no other team in existence that, like, has been more deserving of being of where they're being and fighting for their spots and competing and looking good and doing it than Falcons, man. Like, that team had no representation for nearly 3 years, you know what I mean? And they finally got in. Finally got in. Psionics was like, okay, we're being dumb. Let's get some regions in, right? We're doing a little bit of history here. We go back a couple of years. Like there was no international. There was no other regions, right? We had NA, EU, OCE, and SAM in South America. And like that was it. That was just completely it. And it was sad. It really was. Cause really it was a toss-up between NA and EU. But now with the introduction of the MENA region. Holy heck, man. Over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, seeing them compete, man, they look good. I love seeing them back in form. And it's – I don't want to go too far into it, but let's be real here. The roster, man, the roster looks good. Man. The roster looks really, 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 really solid.
That's just – It's a veteran team. Despite them not having much veterancy in RLCS itself, they're a veteran team.
I maybe
Khaled with experience much prior to RLCS with Ahmad,
who also has
CBT show matches.
I mean, they're all 1v1 gods in their region, and at any point in time, one of if not all of those players have held best in the world at 1v1 on the leaderboards. They're that good. They're them, bro. Like, they're the dudes to beat. But if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it was this series. Was there not some absolutely insanely gigabrain play that Ahmad made that involved, like, a ground double and shooting around, like, two or three defenders?
That was in the playoffs, which we'll get to later.
Oh, okay. Damn. I'll wait.
But next game, KarmiCore Dig. KarmiCore took care of business, but Dig put up a fight.
True.
Dig put up a great fight. Bringing the game to OT, keeping them within one or two goals, but KarmiCore, they're just warming up.
It's KarmiCore, man.
KarmiCore. All right, next.
That's all there is to say. Like, I want to give you all more details, but like, did you expect something else? Probably not. Right. Sorry Gen to those G of you that did.
Gen G Complexity. Complexity keep proving to be not only Gen G's kryptonite, but probably... I'm going to say here, the best team in groups in the world. They're the best groups team in the entire
world. Really?
As it stands right now.
That's a bold statement, sir.
A fun stat for all y'all out there. Complexity hasn't lost a game in groups since January of 2022.
Stop it.
Confirmed by D-Rect himself. So.
That's wild, man. That is actually wild.
They haven't lost a game in groups for that long. Which is absurd.
it's absurd. That is absurd, dude. That is a hell of a record to hold. Because I'm pretty sure, with the exception of what one, maybe two majors, they've been at every event.
Yeah. Well, they haven't been to like international events, but when it comes to group stages, man, they know what to do in group stages, man.
They get it.
They just know what to do.
They got the strats.
We'll talk about it. That's about.
But they got the strats, though. They do.
Yeah. Complexity just beating Gen G fair and square. Just looked better. Played better. More consistent.
It was pretty handily. They handed out that L pretty handily.
They handled
it. This is a reality check, Gen G. Stop, come back now. Stop sleeping. Awaken the beasts. Come on, let's go. Because nothing against Complexity, but come on, man. Like, come on, man. These are the teams you're going to fight for the top. And honestly, Complexity is a little further down the list, if I'm being real with you. There's quite a few other teams that sit in front of them, but they're a solid team. If you can't beat them, I mean, it's not looking great if you're trying to take on FaZe or KC or any of the other teams that are really, really showing up this season. So
here's where heartbreak and a passage to the playoffs happens in this match. Oxygen versus KCP is the decider. If Oxygen wins this match, Complexity win the group and KCP are out on day one. KCP win, they stay alive and Complexity hasn't secured their group, their top spot in the group.
True.
And Oxygen swept.
Hard swept, bro.
And with that, I think it's the first time in a long time that this happened, or first time in the new RLCS formats, where on day one, after two games, the top of the group and the bottom of the group were decided. Because Pioneers had faced Oxygen and Gen G, but they both lost to. So even if they beat Complexity and go 1-2, their head-to-head record doesn't allow them to go through, no matter what.
That's true.
Which is very unfortunate, and hate to see it. But
yeah.
Format's the format.
Not even that. Competition is competition, and that's what it is, bro. You don't show up in groups. If you don't come ready to win, you're going to get left there, bro, and you ain't going to make no main stage. Let's just leave it at that.
Like, I can understand JG7's frustration a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he still played in front of the crowd, even if it was just one game.
True. Very true.
It must suck being knowing that you're eliminated and still have to play one more game. But
we've seen instances like this before. We have. But it's the way she goes, right? Like, you can't continually throw things like, oh, you know, it's the way the cookie crumbles, or that's just how it is, or, you know, competition be that way. But, like, really, it do at the end of the day. Like, we've all known for years as Rocket League fans, for those of you who've been into the game for a long time, it's a game played on the day. If you don't come in and play to the best, you're going to get left there, bro. Good luck on the next one. That's what it is, because there are other teams that are going to outperform you. They're grinding too. So that's like, really all we can say about it.
I don't want to be the one to say it, but just try winning.
Yeah, like, I don't know, try.
Hey, you beat BDS last year. And like, you can beat high-level teams. Just do it again.
What was that thing Wab said once? I think it was hit ball hard, hit ball net, and actually score the ball.
I think so.
Yeah, I think maybe they might have needed to do that a little bit. You know, like, just maybe a little bit.
It's a teeny weeny bit, but
but I digress, though. But moving on to the next day.
Moving on to Group B, the final two matches of the day.
Oh.
Charming Core and Falcons. Super close series. Really could have gone either way despite the 3-0. But
It could have.
Charming Core had the ice. You know, as Fiora looked like a KC supporter that day, and they had the ice, so.
That man be jinxing teams harder than, well, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Continue, sir.
Yeah, so Karmic Core winning those OTs, and honestly, if you're winning those OTs, you're in fine shape.
Yep.
You're in absolutely great shape. And Vitality versus Dig, close games 3 and 4, but Vitality pulled those OT wins off and win it in 4. And Dig, very respectable showing against Vitality, but now they were in an interesting position where they were 0-2 and they had to win against Falcons the next day, so it's not looking great, man. But that concluded day one, where in Group A, let me try to do some mental math so I can do the standings real quick. Had G2 number one, and I believe number two was FaZe, number three was G1, and number four was Quick. And then in Group B, Karmic Core, number one. I think everybody expected that. All right. Number two was Falcons. Number three was Vitality. Number four was Dig. And then Group C, it was Team Secret, Team Liquid tied for first. Ground Zero, Gaming Gladiators tied for third. Then Group D, Complexity and Pioneer secured the number one and number four. And then it was just a fight between second and third between Gen G and our team at that point. But
I'd also like to add, just throwing that in there, if you look across all groups, this was kind of foreshadowing to the whole, like, to the whole event. Karmic Core had the best record coming out of groups before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hands down. And we'll go into that later. Yeah. They were 9-1. The only people that came close was Liquid with a 9-2. Everybody else kind of fell by the wayside.
Man. Go to day two. We're back to Just one stream, which is nice. Don't got to worry about a second stream no more. And game one of the day didn't matter. It was Complexity Pioneers. They already had their fate decided. Yeah. And Complexity just kind of chilled. And they won 3-1 pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much else to be said.
No, not really. Nope.
KCP bow out 1-9, 0-3, but they had a really tough group. They had a really tough group. All those teams on their day could win this one. So,
props to them
for being in that group and being competitive while doing so, even while getting swept. But
true.
You know, it is what it is at the end of the day. So. And then, very next game, an elimination match off rip, Ground Zero Gladiators. Ground Zero handled that business.
Of course they do. It's Ground Zero we're talking about here. Come on now.
Man, I'm so happy for Kaka, man. So happy for Fiber. They're finally on the main stage doing great things. They make the playoff bracket. Done it. But Gladiators go out 0-9. But all right, we're gonna see you around. That's for sure. But we'll see you around.
True. Very true.
Man. Gen G versus Oxygen decides second seed, and Gen G just got put into an unfortunate group where every single team, except Pioneers, was their kryptonite from the past, and they lost to both of them, so those teams. And Oxygen, very back and forth series with Oxygen taking them 5. I mean, they got the Ice Master on their team. What do you expect?
That's win game.
That's facts. The Ice Master on the team.
That's true.
It's like going to an ice gym in Pokemon. Like, they're the Ice Master. Like, what are you going to do about it?
Or like the ice cream truck. And he just dishing out cold servings of Get Some. Pretty much. The whole time.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, he's still recovering from that broken wrist. And he cut his hand.
And still playing on that level. Like,
homie's injuring himself. And he's still playing.
Like, to all the players, I wasn't playing well. I haven't been eating and sleeping right. Shut up, man. This guy, dude, literally playing with a busted hand. Come on now. Come up with a better excuse that matters.
All right. But Oxygen takes second seed. Gen G having, I think, their worst group's performance to date.
Yeah.
Having the worst of best record for being 1-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least I made it to the playoffs. They're there. So Group B ends off Complexity 1, Oxygen 2, Gen G 3, Pioneers 4. But moving on, the final decider of Group C, who wins the group? Team Liquid does. And a very back and forth series.
I mean, pretty damn handily, but against Team Secret, it was, again, another solid series. These are two teams you would like, if you hadn't seen them play before, you would want to see them play because they're pretty much on the level.
Like, honestly,
arguably, they're like right where each other is in their respective regions. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, it just, I don't know, it really has me thinking, like, Team Secret, man. They got to be the one team that knows about Victoria's Secret, right? Like, do they know Victoria's Secret? Because the way that they're playing, they got to know something that we don't know. Right.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but
Team Liquid, they probably got deals. You know, Fodia ain't getting them deals no more.
Nah. There's another South American team that we have here that probably knows about that secret.
It might be a little bit.
But Team Liquid topped the group, go 9-2, and only drop games to Team Secret. And this, I'm going to be honest with you, this was the most boring group of the bunch. It was so boring.
Yeah.
You know, all sweeps until that Team Secret, Team Liquid series, which went to game 5. So no game 4s.
Which you knew was going to be good. Like, you just knew. But, it's a little unfortunate. I mean, again, nothing against the other teams. It's just, it's kind of a stacked bracket. You're expecting Liquid and Secret to come out 1-2, respectively, regardless of whoever's playing better on the day. They're just going to take the group, you know.
And honestly, this next match, I think it was the most one-sided match in groups by far, above and beyond. Falcons versus Dig,
We don't need to talk about it.
All right. Sorry, Boston Scott. Didn't win the Super Bowl. Couldn't get out of your group. All right.
Let's put it this way, y'all. For y'all that didn't see it, all right, it was a sweep. There was three games in which the total goals across all games scored by Falcons was 14. You want to take a wild guess at how many Diggs scored against across three games? Three goals. Yeah. I mean, granted, they got 1-1 game. No goals in the second game and 2 goals in the last game. But realistically, you're averaging a goal a game in RLCS? Come on, my guy. That cannot happen. You need to step it up, Dig. I would love to see y'all succeed, but you got y'all gotta step it up, bro.
That feeling when Dig had more goals in one game win against Vitality than
bro. Tell me about it. You hate to see it. Like, this is a team that could perform better. You got the young goat Drees, you know, the up and coming young blood Evo,
and Andy,
the already established Andy. It's like y'all should be popping off on people right now, for real. Like,
that's another thing where you can't be too harsh on them either. That's their first line.
No, of course,
showing up as a fifth seed, and hey,
it's good experience for them, though. You know,
oh yeah.
Because they'll take that criticism from people like me saying that kind of stuff and be like, all right, dude, back to the drawing board. And I want to see them come out. I want to see them be playing at Worlds, dude, honestly. I think this is a team that could be reckoned with, and they have latent potential that hasn't been fully recognized yet. But for now, y'all need to go back to the training field, my dude. It ain't looking hot. It ain't looking that hot. It's really not.
It is not looking hot. At all. But
coincidentally, the next series was looking kind of hot, though.
Oh, yeah. The next game on the docket was Crew versus G1, and
that was spicy.
Crew needing to win to go through. And G1, just if they get a win, they're good. But Crew going down 2-1 and winning games 4 and 5 to beat out G1 and snag that third spot after getting swept twice. And this is... Now, I had said Gen G had the best worst record. The Crew had the worst best record. It was the other way around. The only three games they won were in their final series. They lost every single game that they could have with winning one series, but they threw the playoffs, and if you're through the playoffs, everything can change. Everything changes once you're through.
And that's true.
FaZe versus G2. FaZe, take it in 4. FaZe, yes. The results are close. What happened on the field was not.
No.
For the most part. No,
no, absolutely not. FaZe are in their zone right now. It's very similar to how G2 was last season. And even early this season before FaZe understood, oh, wait, we can play with confidence on the pitch? Duh. Let's do that from now on. It looked bad. It looked bad on the pitch, man. Like, I don't know what it is with G2. I'm not trying to bag on them, but for somebody who makes it to Grand Final of Worlds, then chokes, but like, you made it to Grand Final of Worlds previous season. Everyone's been touting you the last couple of seasons, but you got performances like this. It's like, it makes me wonder just like how solid are they actually in their own position? You know what I mean?
Matt.
Because really the only thing carrying them right now is the hype and the occasional pop-off. Something's going to get fixed, man. I don't know what it is, but something has got to get fixed.
Absolutely.
Because FaZe found their fix. It's pretty apparent. I don't know if it's chugging G Fuel before every match or what, but they found it. They kind of need you to do the same thing, G2. We need you to go back to doing all the cool things y'all were doing. Because the matchup should not have been that one-sided. Let's be real.
And then,
it should not have been that one-sided.
I accidentally skipped a match, but it's the last one of the groups. Karmi Core, Vitality.
Do we really need to talk about it?
Vitality took game one, but Karmi Core were like...
Let's put it like this. No. This is like the last of Vitality before Zen. sorry, not sorry. Zen will be there next time.
But that's with really, that result, Carmen Core tops the group. Vitality still making it out of groups with their win over Dignitas, but we'll have to see, man. Vitality, with this roster, they definitely have what it takes, for sure. But everybody knows, and now it's confirmed now by the time that we're recording this, that Saizen has been removed and is exploring other options, and right. Zen will be the replacement. So,
to coin the phrase you said the other day, they're replacing Zen with Zen.
Yeah. But Saizen, like, he stepped up big time this major.
Yeah, man. And my hat's off to him, and I hope he finds a good home, really. Like, if you're hearing this, Saizen, you probably don't even listen to us, but I hope you find a good spot, dude, because I see no reason for you to stop doing what you're doing, man. Didn't work out with that team, but man, I would love to keep seeing that dude playing. I really would. He's still a beast on the field. You know who he reminds me of a lot? Beast, yeah. Like, is BMO, his beast mode. Yeah. Almost a one for one, just different regions. Very similar play styles, very like mechanical, good confidence on the ball, and can really just be almost anywhere you need him to be. Yeah. And then perform and execute at the time that he needs to. Stellar fucking player, man. And I just hope he finds a good home. That's all.
Yeah. And then that concluded day two, day three, the first two matches. So good. So good. They were amazing. And first match of the day, Team Secret versus Crew. And honestly, myself included, I think most people thought Team Secret was just going to be able to beat them really easily because the precedent was there. They had beaten them 7 times in a row prior in their own region. But when push comes to shove, Crew wakes up and they get the reverse sweep on Team Secret to make it to the quarterfinals.
Kind of like how that gas was just awoken in you.
And man, these results, man, it's crazy. Like, shout out to Brad Drops and Drufinho, man. Like, y'all deserve it. Like, y'all battled to be here, fought for the tiebreaker. And hey, y'all got a big result on the big stage. And nothing but hats off to y'all. Like, what do you think?
To be honest with you, man, I think at this point it's beating the dead horse. I would rather abstain from having an opinion on the matter. It's two teams where it's like you're really like, come on now. Like, either of them could take the day, but everyone's gonna jump on the bandwagon and be like, oh, you know, so and so's outperforming so and so, like. Better. But like, we beat the dead horse when we talk about it in esports here on the show. It's always a game on the day. You could literally be the best team in the world, bar none, and have the crummiest day and just get first aid. You could. It's just how tight the competition is up here in like the top like 60 teams in the world. It's that tight. Like, the, you know, 10th seed could show up and then everybody's like, wait, huh? And then just make it to grand finals and clutch up. It's not that they lack the skill. It's really not. It's really not a skill diff thing. it's a matter, honestly, in my opinion, it's a matter of a team comp, how comfortable they are with the roster, with each other, the level of trust, and the people they got behind them supporting them, right? Like, Prime, 2 Second Ramp, prime example. Look at back when, like, Prof and Threes were on KCP. Look at how crazy their performance was when you had a game coach and a solid mental coach behind you, right? Helping you stay in check and always trying to be better than the previous day and actually breaking things down and analyzing things together as a team. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have the whole package, and not every single one of these orgs affords that to their team to the same level. You know what I mean? It's not a slight against any of the orgs. It's just some people or rather some orgs will have a little bit more money or will take these things a bit more seriously and understand that the dynamic, the composition, the people behind them is a lot more important than just, oh, we signed a roster of three people. They're all really good. You know, we're hoping to make some cash and like get our name out there. Like, that's really not esports anymore like it used to be. You need to invest in these players. And like orgs that are going around assuming that they can just buy in by cupping a couple, you know, well-known players and get some showings, it's wrong. You're not giving these players the support they need to reach their full potential and really pop off. Being, you know, that being said, there are some very well-known orgs that have all of those things in place, and their teams still aren't performing well. Energy. But there are ups and downs with every roster, right? So kind of just take it on the chin and move forward. Whether or not they choose to swap out their roster or change anything, it's entirely up to them and it's their darn business. But, yeah, you know, it's – I don't have an opinion on that game. I really don't. It could have gone either way. It really could have, but, you know, hats off to them. Like, GGs.
Yeah. Now, honestly, the series with the best goal of the entire tournament, in my opinion, Falcons versus Gen G. And Gen G ended up taking it, but Falcon fought back with a fury of a thousand suns, man.
Oh, no, no, no. Let's... We should also point out... At one point, and? Falcons Brazil Gen G. The that Fury of a Thousand Suns doesn't. Let's. How about the Fury of a Thousand Universes? All right. Falcons just handed Gen G the rudest of awakenings.
Like, but Gen somehow, G were up 2-0, and then Falcons were like,
nah.
Nah.
How about no? Let's meme on you real quick in a playoff match. Are you kidding me? That's the pop-off potential of this team, man. Falcons are that good. They are them. Honestly, I cannot confirm it nor deny it. That team could be best in the world if they had, like, solid, solid mental coach behind them. Because as strategic as they are and as solid as their coach is, I feel like the reason they lose these series they shouldn't be losing – so they don't have that backup, man. They really don't. And actually, as a matter of fact, I'm fact-checking myself right now. They don't even have an active coach right now.
Oh, they do.
It's not on there. This
I don't know how to say it. D7M24?
Nope.
But
active roster right now. It's not on there. They do not have a coach.
No, they did. They did. No. Behind them on stage.
No, but that's a stand-in, bro. It is not a rostered, salaried coach. They do not have a coach. It's not there. Either that or Liquipedia is lying to me.
But whoever that coach is, man, they're doing a fine good job at what they're doing right now. I ain't going to lie to you. They're doing a fine job. But
there ain't no coach.
But Gen G take it, and Gen G do the Gen G. Keep doing what they're doing, man.
Really? Come on, man.
Huh?
I'm serious. Look it up. There ain't no coach.
They got one, but they don't got one.
That's my point. I feel like you, of all people, can speak to that. A team like this, you want to put that support structure behind them. That's the world. That's a world class team right there. It's got to be. It absolutely has to be.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, Falcons showing their pop-off potential. But Gen G, they're a team that knows how to close out series that they're
– that's their backs. The link you sent me, that's not a coach. That proves my point. That's a stand-in. He's stood in with several other teams this year. He is not a Falcons coach. Falcons does not have a coach. just because he showed up for one event, the Winter MENA Regional 3 Invitational, they have no coach. He stood in. He is not an official rostered salaried coach.
But salaried or not, it's a coach nonetheless, and coach did a great job. So,
but he wasn't there.
Huh? He was on stage.
For this event?
Yes, sir.
Mm.
He was on stage. Mm. Up in the boys.
Mm.
But enough of that. That'll be fact-checked later.
We'll fact-check that later.
But now, moving on, Oxygen Vitality, and Vitality takes it in 4. Vitality just looked like the better team on the day. Not much else to be said.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Vitality. Sizen being like, yo, don't kick me, please. I'll play good today. Please don't kick me. But
we all knew the guillotine was coming, man.
Yeah. Someone had was getting removed.
Yep.
From that three-headed Hydra. So, but
really, the Hydra has always been alpha. Wait, now we know.
It's an alpha, alpha, and alpha for the longest time.
It's an alpha eat alpha world, in which case alpha always wins. So,
and it's crazy to think, man. Like, alpha's been at that high of a level since season 6.
That's the mind-boggling thing, right? People have trolled them and been like FIFA 54 and, oh, it's, you know, Fairy Peak and K-Dop carrying you. No, no, no. I mean, who's still on that roster right now? Let's be real. Who's just Alpha? What happened to K-Dop and Fairy Peak? I'm sorry, who?
Who's still making lands?
Who's still making lands? Like, we doubted for the – I'll go out and say it. All of us, even those of us on the podcast, doubted for the longest time. Then it all came to light. And then the statistics spoke for themselves. Alpha was never the problem. So it's kind of funny to think that they're building the team around Alpha now. And they're all, yo, by the way, here, have Zen. Like, that's going to be a scary team going into the next major. I'm just saying.
And man, Radisson.
And Radosin is...
That boy's cold.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You said it the other day when we were talking about it. Like, he's filling in a great second man role right now. He's closing those gaps, being where he needs to be, and supporting his teammates on plays defensively, like, and offensively.
Honestly, I don't even think it's a hot take anymore. He is as mechanical as Alpha. As mechanical.
He's got it, bro. He's him.
Yeah.
He's there. He's there to win. He's serious about it. And it's pretty clear to him an alpha vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And ultimately, we've already talked about this. At the end of the day, that's what you want. You want your players to be that comfortable with each other. They're going to perform better.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, sorry, Sizen. I hope you find a good home, bro.
Yeah. Now we have the most boring quarterfinal.
Yeah.
D2 versus Ground Zero. And sorry, Ground Zero, the end of the road. You met your match, and G2 is it. And G2 won it in 3. Not much else to be said, to be honest, but props to Ground Zero for making it this far into the playoff bracket. And
yeah.
G2, even though they won that match, they put themselves in a very precarious situation. Because the next match they had to face later in the day.
Yeah.
But before that, Team Liquid, Vitality, and Tali put up a fight. But Team Liquid.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it would have been a better matchup if Oxygen beat Vitality. I honestly think Oxygen could have beaten Vitality, but it just...
In a stylistic matchup, more likely than not, they had a better chance, but...
Yeah.
Vitality. Hey, if you won that game 6, that overtime, who knows what would have happened on Champions Field?
It could have been different, man. Could have been a whole different ball game, but it wasn't.
Could have been a different series, but...
And you got 4-2 by Liquid, of all people, which is not a slight. You got 4-2 by probably one of the most solid teams in RLCS in the last, like, year and a half, almost 2 years. It's really nothing.
You got beat by the team that just beat Carmine Core in a grand final, so...
I mean, if you're not trying to beat Carmine Core and you're from their region, you're trying to beat Liquid. So hats off to you for making it run that far, but that's where it ends. That's it.
Yeah. Then very similar position. Like, actually, pretty much identical. Carmine Core versus G2. If that game six would have gone differently, yeah, it would have happened. But Carmine Core, they closed it out. They don't like Champions Field. They don't like Champions Field.
They don't want me to. Which makes me wonder, will they actually go to Worlds and win the World Championship? Because that's usually played on Champions Field at some point or another. And if it is, are they going to lose?
Imagine a Worlds run where they don't play on Champions Field.
Stop. You do not just manifest this. You stop that right now.
Imagine going to Worlds and never playing on Champions Field.
Oh my.
And winning it.
You would ruin Worlds for everybody. It's the most hype thing. We got a Champions Field. Our championships on it. It's so hype, man. It's the pinnacle of RLCS. It really is.
We got Neo Tokyo on Championship Start.
Come on, man. Not even Utopia Coliseum. You picked Neo Tokyo of all that. Come on.
Neo Tokyo is where game six has happened. So.
Come on, man.
But that concluded day three of the event, which left us with FaZe and Gen.G and Complexity and Crew in quarters, and our first semifinal was decided that day. Carmine Core and Team Liquid would be facing each other on that day four. But first match of the day, Complexity versus Crew, and
that's Sam, all she wrote.
Sam versus Sam. Crew?
No, not even, because Complexity NA now.
Honorary NA. But Crew, it did amazing. Don't let the results, don't let that 4-0 fool you. Like,
no, not honorary.
Those games are super close.
It's not honorary. It's an NA team.
With Sam play. But.
Yeah, and?
But yeah, Complexity just handled business. They're just playing a lot better. And Crew, they got through some real tough teams, gave great teams great competition, and they were just at this stage. This is their first time experiencing this. So.
This level of competition, yeah.
Okay.
It's hard, man. This is the cream of the crop right here. These are the teams that it's like they usually stay top four year round. They're not used to that yet. Give them time, man. Give them time because they made a hell of a run.
Absolutely. No slight to them. All the props to them.
But you're going up against the Bull. I'm just saying.
Going against the Bull and the two acronym guys, like.
The two really? Is that the name of the show now? The Bull and the two acronym guys? Come on.
I mean, CRR, AJG. Like, what does it stand for? Like. We got and then we got Raze Bull.
Like Raze Bull and the Hiccups, maybe?
Sounds like a band name.
Yo. Yes. Yes. Okay.
But. Complexity, get the 4-0, get jobs done. Yeah. The Bull is here.
He's back, baby. He sees red. He's going for the cup.
Oh, yeah. Then FaZe Clan versus Gen.G, which was just a match that has happened a lot this season.
A lot.
Which FaZe has had hierarchy in, and they've continued to prove it again.
Yeah. That's the strange thing, right? Like, I always find that odd. This is not the first time we've seen them play against Gen.G and it be close or them just take a dub. It's not. We've seen this so many times this season now. It's just they got Gen.G's number now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like how V1 used to beat NRG when NRG was dominant. It's like they got their number now. They're not going to get outplayed by them. It's just not going to happen. Just not gonna happen. That's it. So you already know what happened. FaZe handled business.
Man.
FaZe came through and handled business competently. I mean, look at their game five. It was 6-1, man. Granted, the game before Gen.G beat them 5-1, but every other game, it's always in favor of FaZe. Like Gen.G's just barely squeaking out with a goal over them. This is like, aside from that game four, Faze stuck it back to him and said, nah, 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 6-1. And then Genji thought it would be smart to cool him down and take the timeout. I don't blame him. That's a good idea. And the last game was close. That definitely cooled him down a bit because Faze beat him 1-0 in OT. So smart use of the timeout, but I don't know, man. I think they got their number. I don't think Genji's beating Faze again unless they change a couple of things. I think Faze has deep analyzed Genji's style. They like it. They tried it a bit themselves, and then they've improvised upon it. And now Genji's like, who is this team?
Literally, as First Killer said, it's like, yeah, we just mimic their play style. And just because they are so mechanical and can do so many things, they're just able to adapt it better.
Yeah.
So show us a better rendition of it in current times. And honestly, this is a good thing for Genji. They hit a wall. They needed to hit it. So now they have something to improve on.
True.
They have something to work towards.
True.
And they're a team that puts their the grind. They know how to grind. They know how to work at it. And especially with that support in Alu, like,
that's facts. That's facts.
They're going to bounce back.
If anything, I'll even go as far to say that FaZe wouldn't be as good as they are now if Genji wasn't so good early this season.
You need great competition to be great yourself.
You have to, right? If you have nobody great to play and you're the greatest in the world, what are you the greatest in the world at? Beating people that aren't as good as you? That's kind of lame. So, like, I love the drive between these two teams. I see this being the rivalry throughout the year, just in NA. Like, obviously, KC comes into the picture later when we're talking international, but they're driving each other to be the best team in the world right now, and it is a battle. And I'm just loving seeing the whole journey, honestly. But right now, it's in the hands of FaZe. So come back, Genji. Let's see it again. Let's see you stick it to him. Let's see something new.
We'll be waiting for you at the next major because we know you'll be there.
We know you will. You guys got this. You have no reason to believe otherwise.
We got to go to the most disrespectful series of the day, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. So disrespectful. So it's
extremely.
Let's put it this way. Brazils are decently common in events. And you'll see maybe like one in a series once in a while. But for the second time in RCS history, we've had a team Brazil another team twice within one series.
In one series, man.
And it was Carmine Corp Brazilian Team Liquid, the number one, Brazilian the number two, twice.
That shouldn't happen ever. Like,
I'm not letting it to go to game seven.
Like, that shouldn't happen ever. That's mean.
Carmine Corp just them.
They're just that good, bro. I'm sorry.
Like, people were like saying, oh, Vatira, crybaby, oh, you're not the best in the world. And honestly, let's put it to rest. As it stands right now, he's the best player in the world. You just can't argue it. Like, even if you wanted to argue it, like,
I did with you early in the season. I did. But the proof's in the pudding, man.
You can't argue it now. You just can't.
You can't. The kid is in the running to be the best player in the world uncontested. The results are there. The stats are there. Maybe TKH was on to something earlier than the rest of us. I don't know.
Let's put it like this, right?
Maybe Shift was too. Who knows?
Derek been giving us the stats, right? He's played in 17 events. Out of those 17, he's made 14 grand finals, of which he's won 8. His lowest placement in any event is 8th.
Like, that's wild, bro.
He's also entered a special select group of RLCS players that have won more than one LAN. And he's won every single accolade that you could win at a major event. Offensive MVP, defensive MVP, overall MVP. Like,
it's wild, bro.
Honestly, if he wins Worlds at this point, like, best player of this generation.
It honestly makes you wonder, was Moist so good because of Vatira? Even though Joyo and Ryze absolutely goated, like, was it really just two really good players on the back of an absolutely insane player the whole time?
Just, you
gotta ask that question, right? You have to now.
Man. Because people were clowning Vatira. They was like, he's like, oh, I want to go play with my friends. People are like, what are you doing? You're not going to win as much. He's winning more.
Dude, you and I both did. Let's not cap. You and I both did for a hot minute, but I don't know.
He's disproving everybody, man.
He is, and I love it. Like, hats off to you, Vatira, man. Keep going, no. dude, because the Rocket League you're playing right now is a sight to behold. It's beautiful.
Like, watching that, we'll get to it. You have one more match for the grand final. FaZe Clan Complexity.
Yep.
And this Complexity up 3-2, but FaZe were like, no, I want to win.
Yeah, and
I don't want to be fourth clan. And so they won, made the grand final.
In true FaZe fashion, man, they weren't phased and they phased them out.
They phased up.
Yeah. They did. They weren't phased. They phased out Complexity and they phased up and they went to the grand finals. And you already know, FaZe Clan versus Carmine, that's going to be a great matchup.
Number one versus number one of each region. And like we had foreshadowed before, if you take a look at those semifinals, the four teams in the semifinals were the four teams that won their groups. Just
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. But the grand final was anything but close.
Farming Court, there were some big mistakes from FaZe Clan that happened throughout the series. Notably, the winning goal. It's going to haunt First Killer for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tried to pass it out to the sidewall, but slammed it into the ceiling in front of his net. For a free ball with 5 seconds left, like that's something that's just gonna haunt you for a while.
Let's look at it like this, okay? Let's look at it like this. Let's break it down for our listeners like this, right? KC takes first game, FaZe takes second game. The scores are reversed 2-0, 2-0. Third game, FaZe is heating up, 2-0s them again. Carmine sees this really early in the series. Big brain uses the timeout, completely cools them down. And what could cool them down further after a timeout is 7-0-ing them in the fourth game.
Yeah.
Completely destroying any hope of coming back mentally in this series. And then proceeding to let them kind of get close in the next game, 3-2, for FaZe to take a timeout to maybe regain and clutch up. To only get beat 2-1 in the final.
Yeah.
KC had this whole series in the bag. They did.
Yeah,
they really did.
Let's take a look back at Carbon Corp's run. Like I had mentioned before, I believe they have become the first team in RLCS history to win an event without going to Champions Field.
Not once.
Not once did they go to Champions Field.
They left their group with a 9-1 differential, 3-0. And then proceeded to walk through the playoffs 4-2, 4-2, 4-2. Not once do they go to Champions Field. Not once.
Nope.
Ice factor, baby. Ice factor.
Man. And honestly, there's gonna be a take some people are probably going to appreciate, and some others might look at me funny before, but the best player on Carmine Core this event was Exotic. He was the best player on that team this event. Above and beyond. Dude looks so good.
I can see that.
Vatira had like those splashes, right?
Yeah.
He makes you think like, oh my God, mechanical insanity. But overall, Exotic just the whole way through, he had it. He had it the whole way through. And yeah, man. But end of the day, Carmine Core, people didn't want him to win. But the blue wall, they looking like a brick wall, bro. Star. They're resilient. And especially with Eversax behind them, like their mental is top notch. Just a hungry team, man.
And you love seeing it because it's honestly, we keep seeing little bouts of some teams stepping up and holding it down for a few months at a time. This team's been doing it the whole year.
Yeah.
The whole year so far. It's been a while. It's been a couple of years since we've seen that. But I'm talking like Days of Energy dominance or like Envy dominance when Atomic was over on Envy with Turbo Pulsa. It has been a while since we've seen a team that consistent. And it's refreshing, man. It's refreshing to see that it's still possible and the skill floor and ceiling is even higher than it was a couple of years ago. They're still pushing it. They're still pushing it, man. I don't know who else really has the juice in them to stick it to them, aside from, maybe Liquid? BDS ain't going to do it to them. I'm pretty confident in that. I don't think BDS is going to regain to come back and stick it to them. I just don't think it's possible. They might have been the team to do it, but...
But there's some other stuff we have to mention, not related to the major, but that happened at the major. On that championship Sunday, we had two of the greatest Rocket League players in history retire. We had Torment retiring.
The GOAT.
And then we had the four-time Triple Pulsa announcing his retirement on LAN. And it's end of an era, man.
It is. The GOAT, man. The Season 6 Cloud 9 GOAT. The impenetrable defensive wall that is... If anyone comes even close to being what Vatira is in net right now defensively, it's Torment. 100% it's Torment.
Like, and then, of course, the four-time.
And then the only player to ever win the most world championships is like, you know what, man? I'm good. I'm good. And I respect it, man. He topped.
He got the three-peat, man. He got three in a row. And then he was like, let me move to NA to help the one team that deserves it win it. And does it in this first season there, which is NRG. Like,
literally.
Not much else to be said, man. Like they don't need an introduction.
Nah, the forever goats, man. Top right Tommy and the Pulsa himself, man. It's
honestly, my greatest memory from Torment is everybody remembers that like flip reset that Squishy got, right? That went off the crossbar and was on the line. Who put that goal in? Who helped that goal go in to make it iconic?
That was Torment right there.
Torment secured that goal.
That was Torment. Yep. Who got called out for being the problem with the team, but then continued to show results for years going forward and fought his way back up and then outperformed his teammates who supposedly weren't the problem? Torment, after much ridicule, continued to be the GOAT. Because that's what GOATs do. They keep going, man. And so did Pulsa. And they went as far as they could. And I tip my hat to him, bro. Some of the best Rocket League I've ever seen since OG days, before it was even called RLCS, right? It's just some of the best Rocket League I've ever seen from those two players, honestly. Yeah. Those dudes literally changed the game for the rest of this game's history. Like, they will be sorely missed, and I thank them, man. I really do. I really, really do. Absolute goats.
But I'm just hoping that one day we'll get to see someone be as dominant as Triple Pulsa someday. But it's a far-fetched dream.
Hey, man. We got some really gifted young blood right now. Give them time. Give them time to age a little bit. Get their footing. Might see one, man. Game's played on a different level now. You know that. They know that too. That's kind of part of the reason they're bowing out. Let's be honest. I'm not going to assume it. The game is played on a much different level now than it was back in their day. In their heyday, it's drastically different. Going from playing when the flip reset was first discovered and started getting used in the circuit to now, it's just a base mechanic.
Yeah,
the floor has increased dramatically, but it would not have gotten there without them. So.
Nope. That's where they're the pioneers of the esport.
True. And I think, honestly, that's probably a good place to wrap, because as we say farewell to the goats and the greats, we want to say farewell to you, our listeners, with, of course, not forgetting the fact that, we're backed by awesome people, just like they're backed by awesome people, our Patreons.
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure this list is up to date. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize. Feel free to at me personally in my DMs, and I will go out and shout you on the next one.
Shout out.
But you know, thank you so much for your continued support from Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, Your Boy Hunty, and Young Slug. We love you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all make this possible for us to do each week. I don't want to take away the homework assignment. I feel like that's kind of Lazero's deal, so I'll leave that for the next episode. But I will say this. Not necessarily homework, but a friendly bit of advice. Try and be a bit more observant this week, whether you're at school, work, you know, wherever it is you're going and you're in a social situation. And just try and talk less and observe and listen more and see where that gets you. Come back to me. I'm curious. Honestly, DMs are always open. I'd love to talk about stuff. But, you know, take that with you. See what it does. It's helpful, I promise. But from Messi and myself, thank you so much for letting us rant about esports and our differing opinions. And we'll get back to you on the coach thing with Mina, with Falcons. We will. This is not going unsolved.
No, it is not.
No, we're going to look into this because now it's a thing. So, but we will catch you all on the next episode. And until then, I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Y'all take care. Adios.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.